Masechta Brachas, Daf Hei. A person should always have his Yetzer Tov struggling against his Yetzer Hara, so he'll do mitzvahs. And if he feels like he's losing the battle, first he should learn Torah. If that doesn't work, he should think about the day of his death, so he'll do mitzvahs. Rabbi Yitzchak says one who recites Kriyashma before he goes to sleep has protection from all of the Shadim and the bad spirits. Rabbi Shimon ben Glakish said, whoever is Oisek in Torah keeps Yisurim, pain and punishment, away from him, as we see from the Pasuk in Shmois Tezvav, Ani Hashem Refecha. If a person who is a Basar of Adam gives away or sells valuables, he's very sad. Masha'en Ken HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy, as when he gave Torah to Klal Yisrael, he was happy. As it says in Mishlei, Perek Dalet, Ki Lekach Tov Nasati Lachem, Tairasi, Al Tazevu. Rava said that if someone sees Yisurim coming upon him, he should be Yefashvesh B'masaf, i.e. he should do it Cheshbon HaNefesh, search his deeds for Averis or Bitul Torah. If he can't find any issues, then he must assume that the Yisurim are coming out of Ahava, i.e. he's being punished in Olam Hazeh, so he'll get more Olam Haba. The Gemara says, just like more salt makes meat taste better, so too Yisurim help to cleanse out the Averis of man. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, there were three fine gifts Hashem gave to Klal Yisrael, but a person only gets them with suffering: Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, any person who learns Torah and does chesed, but he loses all of his children, Hashem is meichel him for all of his averus. In fact, when Rabbi Yochanan used to be Menachem Ovel by someone who lost a child, he would show them the bone of his 10th child, i.e. he lost all of his 10 children. Abba Binyamin said, I made an effort to do two things my entire life. Number one, ensure that my tefillah would be before my bed, i.e. he would daven just after he woke up. With this, the Gemara also says that when someone davens, there shouldn't be anything between him and the wall. Taisva says, however, that something which has a set place, i.e. for example an aron, that's okay if it's between him and the wall. Also, Abba Binyamin said, he was also careful that his bed should be positioned north to south or south to north, not east to west or west to east, so that during Tashmish, a person wouldn't be facing eastwardly toward the Shechina. And if a person puts the bed between north and south, he'll be zeicha to banim zecharim, and his wife won't have miscarriages. Finally, if two people go out to a field to daven, and one finishes quicker and doesn't wait for his friend to finish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rips up his tefillah. The Marsha explains that this is mida keneged mida. He left his friend alone, which is a sakana, so his own tefillah gets erased. But if one does wait, he gets a bracha. Dafav. It's a good thing that we cannot see Shadim, since if we did see them, we'd see so many of them we couldn't deal with it. Abba Binyamin said, if a tefillah of a person is only fully heard when he's in shul, as the Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Perek Ches says, Lishmaya el harina v'el hatefillah. B'makam rina sham tehei tefillah. In a place of happiness, i.e. where they sing in shul, that's where tefillah should be. And we know Hashem is found in shul from the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Beis, Elokim Nitzav Badas Kel. Hashem stands in his meeting house, i.e. in shul. And when there is a minyan of 10 men in shul, then we know Hashem is definitely there. We learn this from Ba'adas Kel, as we mentioned, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. An Eda, which is the Adas, an Eda is equal to 10. This is learned from the Meraglim, as it says, Ad Masai Le'eda Hara Hazais. The Eda is referring to the 10 Rishayim. The 12 Meraglim minus the 2 Tzadikim, Yoshua and Kalev, is equal to the 10, therefore we know Eda is equal to 10. The Gemara says, if two people learn Torah together, Bechavrusa, the Shechina exists with them. And in fact, when they learn Torah, whatever they say is written in a Sefer HaZichronos. But in fact, even one person who learns Torah has the Shechina with him, but there is no Sefer HaZichronos. Rav Ashi said that if a person has in mind to do a mitzvah, and something prevents him from doing the mitzvah, he still gets the schar, i.e. machshava kemaisa. The Gemara says, we learn from Sukkim that Hashem puts on tefillin, and the tefillin that Klal Yisrael puts on gives them strength, since when the Goyim see the Shem Hashem on the tefillin Shel Reish, they begin to fear us. Any person who goes to shul every day and then misses a day, Hashem inquires about him to ensure that he's okay. Rabbi Yochanan said, when Hashem comes to shul and he doesn't find a minyan, he gets upset for coming all the way to the shul and not finding 10 people. Rabbi Chelbai said, a person who designates a special makam kavua for tefillah, Hashem gives special help to him. The Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Tzadik Ches, Sif Zayin, says the reason this is true is because davening is equal to karbanas, since each karban has a special place in the Azara where it was slaughtered, and a special designated place on the Mizbeach where its blood was sprinkled, so too one must be mispal in a mokum kavua. When one leaves a shul, he should take small steps so people won't think that he's happy to be leaving. But to get to the shul, to be able to go to shul, or to be able to go to do a mitzvah, a person should take large, quick steps, and this is mutter to do even on Shabbos. The Gemara says when a person goes to the house of an ovel, the main schar is for keeping quiet, i.e. not to speak until the ovel speaks first. When a person has to come on to his friend to do him a favor, it's like going through fire and water, since he'll always feel like he owes him something later on. Reb Chelbai said, a person should be careful when davening mincha, since this was the tefillah that Eliyahu was answered with. Rabbi Yochanan says this applies to Maariv as well. Rabbi Achim Bar Yitzchak says this applies to Shachris as well. Rabbi Chelbai said, Kol hanehena misudas chasen, ve'ena mesamchai, oiver al chamisha kailas. Any person who is nana from the suda of a chasen, and he is not misameach the chasen, he's oiver on five kailas, kol sasan, kol simcha, kol chasen, kol kala, and kol oimrim. And if he does make a chasen happy, he's zeicha to Torah, which also was given when there were five kailas, the time of Har Sinai. Others say, it's as if you brought a carbon taida, if you're misameach chasen, and others say it's like rebuilding the Churbas Yerushalayim. Finally, if someone gives shalom to his friend, and the friend does not respond, it's like gezela. Daf Zayin. Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha said, once I entered the Kodesh Kodashim on Yom Kippur to offer the Keteris, and I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu sitting on a throne, and I asked for rachamim for Klal Yisrael, and I gave Hashem a bracha as well, and he nodded. From here we learn the famous rule, Lo tehei birchas hedyot kal b'einecha. Just because someone is a hedyot and he gives you a bracha, you shouldn't take that lightly, but it could be a very valuable bracha. The same way with the bracha of this hedyot, who went in front of Hashem, Hashem accepted it happily, so too if someone gives someone else a bracha, even if they're a hedyot, it should be accepted happily. Rabbi Yochanan said that when someone is angry, don't try to appease him. Wait until the anger fades away. In fact, even HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets angry every day. But when Bilam tried to curse Bnei Yisrael, Hashem did not get angry that day. Rabbi Yochanan said a self-inflicted rebuke is stronger than many lashes given by other people. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for three things from Hashem. Number one, that the Shechina should rest on Klal Yisrael. Number two, that the Shechina should not rest on the Goyim. And number three, to understand the ways of Hashem. Specifically, there are situations of Tzadik V'Ra'loi, and there are situations of Rasha V'Tayvloi. Even though normally it's Tzadik V'Tayvloi and Rasha V'Ra'loi, sometimes a Tzadik has bad things happen to him, and sometimes a Rasha has good things happen to him. In a book called Insights, a Talmudic Treasury, Rabbi Shaul Weiss brings the story about a young American student who asked Rabbi Eliezer Ben Tzion Brook, who was the Dean of Nevardik in Yerushalayim, to comment on this phrase, Tzadik V'Ra'loi. And Rabbi Brook said, it does not say, my lot is evil. It says, his lot is evil, i.e. Ra'loi. The speaker is an onlooker. The righteous person, the Tzadik, is not an onlooker. A righteous man does not say, my lot is evil. To him, his lot is beneficial to him, even if it's evil. So Tzadik sees that even when something bad happens to him, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his cheshbonus, and that is probably good for him anyway. He also brings the Alshech HaKadosh, who points out that in the desert, HaKadosh Baruch Hu denied Klal Yisrael water, even though they were tzaddikim, and he made them tired. So when they arrived at the source of water, they were also bitter at Marim, that these waters were unfit to drink. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's objective was to teach Klal Yisrael the lesson that in his universe, the tzaddik is sometimes made to suffer for a while, only to have life sweetened later on, as what happened with the waters at Mara. The Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Specifically, he saw the kesher of the tefillin shel reish on the back of Hashem's head. Rus, who sang Shirais v'Sishbachais, was zeicha to have David as offspring, and her name helped to cause this. Her name Rus helped to cause this. Rav Shimon ben Yochai said, an evil culture, i.e. a child who leaves the derech, is worse than the milchemes Gog u'Magog. It's mutter to fight against Rishayim in this world. However, if you see that he always has Hatzlacha, the Rasha always has Hatzlacha, be very careful to start up with him. Finally, Rabbi Yochanan said, the service of Torah is greater than even learning Torah itself. G'dayla shimusha yaiser milimuda. Dafches. From the Pasuk in Tilim, Kapitel Samach Tes, of Va'ani Svilasi L'cha Hashem, Eis Ratzon, we learn that there is an Eis Ratzon, a special Mesugal Dika time, when the Tzibor davens Tefillah. So if someone can't daven in shul with the minion, he should daven at home at the same time that the tzibur is davening in shul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that anyone who is Isaac in Torah, chesed, and tefillah b'tzibur, I consider it as if he redeemed me and my children from the goyim. And anyone who has a shul in town and doesn't go there is called a shachein ra, a bad neighbor, and he causes golos for him and his children. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi told his children, arrive early in shul and stay late, and you'll have a long life. The Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, Simen Kuf Chav Zayin, which is brought in the Machzis HaShekel or Achayim, Simen Vav, Sifkat and Vav, brought in the name of the Arizal, says that the Tehillim that one says and Torah that one learns in Shul immediately after davening, even if it's done alone, contains the heightened Kedusha and potency of Tefillah B'Tzibur. From the Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yud Ches, Matzah Icha Isha, Matzah Taiv, the B'nai Marava in Eretz Yisrael used to ask the newlyweds, the men, Matzah Isha, did you find a good wife? Or might say Isha, did you find a bad wife who is bitter? Kutras Aladaf brings the Chida, Pesach Einayim, who asks why this minhag was practiced specifically only in Eretz Yisrael. And he brings the parish of the Eis Lasois, which was written by Reb Hillel Lichtenstein, who also wrote, by the way, the Sefer Afkas Reichel, who offers a clever answer based on the following medrash. The Gemara in Tzaitadaf, Beis Amar Aleph, notes a contradiction. Reish Lakish says that Hashem pairs a man with a wife, lefi masav, according to his deeds. A righteous man is paired with a good wife, and vice versa. In contrast, Rabbi Yehuda says, in the name of Rav, that one's mate is predestined from the time he's in his mother's womb, when his future deeds are not yet determined, indicating that the caliber of one's wife is not dependent on his deeds. The Medrash explains that there is a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz. In Eretz Yisrael, one's wife is predestined at the time of conception, as Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rav, whereas in Chutz Laretz, the quality of one's wife is dependent on his deeds, as Reish Lakish says. Beis Lasos thus explains that in Chutz Laretz, the question of Maitse or Matzah was not posed, because it was understood that one's wife matched his level of tzidkus. The Gemara says there are 903 ways of Misa, which were created. The worst is Askara, which is where thorns that get pulled, and the best is Neshika, which is dying quickly. Ula said that Hashem loves the gates of people who learn halacha in the Beis Medrash more than those people in shul who learn chumash. And therefore, many Amorim used to daven and learn in the same place. Rabbi Chiya Barami said a person who earns parnasa with his own hands is better than a Yirei Shamayim. Since he has to work hard, he doesn't lose Olam Haba. He also said a person should live near his Rebbe. As we saw by Shlomo HaMelech, as long as his Rebbe, Shimi ben Gera, was alive, he was more of a tzaddik. Reb Sheshes used to learn Torah on his own during Kriyas HaTorah. For him, this was okay, because he had Torah in his domain fully, while for a normal person, this isn't really possible to do. Reb Huna Bar Yehuda said a person should learn Parshas HaShavua every week, Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum, twice the actual Psukim, and once the Targum. Targum, by the way, refers to Unkelus, the translation on the side of the Chumash. And anyone who does the Shnayim Mikra, the Echad Targum, it's a Schula for Arichas Yomim. Chiya Barav Midifti learned the Pasuk regarding Yom Kippur in Vayikra Chav Gimel, which says, V'inisem es nafshei seichem betisha lachodesh ba'erev. You should afflict yourself on the 9th of Tishrei. Ay, is the tainus on the 9th of Tishrei? No, it's on the 10th of Tishrei. So what does the Pasuk mean? The lesson here is that if one eats on Erev Yom Kippur, on the 9th day of Tishrei, and he fasts, of course, on Yom Kippur, it's as if he fasted on both the 9th and the 10th. Therefore, it's better to learn Torah a little less on that day, the 9th, so you'll have more time to be able to eat on the 9th of Tishrei in preparation for Yom Kippur. The Gemara says they made a number of takanas. Number one, don't sit on the bed of an aramis. And number two, it is also to walk into the back entrance of a shul, if it's the only shul in town, since people will think that the person really wants to leave. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah, that the end of Zman Kriyash Mashal Arvis is at Alais HaShachar, at daybreak. Most Paiskim, as we mentioned, hold this is 72 minutes before Netzachama. Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai said that he can say it even past that time, up until Netzachama, since some people sleep that late, and the Pasuk says, Uvishachbucha, and since people sleep as late as Netzachama, it's okay to say Kriyashma even up until Netzachama. Daftes. And we Paskin, even like Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai, if it's a Shasatrak. In that kind of a case of an Einus, Kriyashma can be said up until Netzachama, but Lachatchil, it's better that we don't do that. Kriyashma Shal Arvis, Hallel on the night of Pesach, and Achilas Karban Pesach, are mitzvahs that must be completed before Amud HaShachar. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the Karban Pesach must be eaten even earlier. It has to be completed before Chatzais. Everyone holds that Bnei Yisrael were given Rishus to leave Mitzrayim at night, but they didn't actually leave until day, the next morning, B'yad Ramah, when they had a strong hand. Finally, from the double lashon of the pasuk in Shmos, Eheyeh, Asher Eheyeh, we learn that Hashem was with us for the Shibud Mitzrayim, and He'll be with us for the Shibud Malchus as well. The Mishnah. And the Mishnah asks, when is the time that one can begin saying Kriya Shema Shel Shachris? And the Mishnah answers, when there is enough light outside to tell the difference between the colors of blue and the colors of white. Rabbi Eliezer says, to be able to tell the difference between blue and green. And the end of Zman Kriya Shema is Netzach Hama. Rabbi Yeshua says, the end of Zman Kriya Shema in the morning is till the end of the third hour of the day. And that is because since the Pasuk says, Uvishach Becha, and since Melachim, kings, get up at the end of the third hour, the Zman Kriya Shema ends at that point. And as we mentioned before, when we refer to hours, what we mean shows Zmanios, 3 hours, i.e. one quarter of the time between Netzach Hama and Shkia. That is the 3 hours we're talking about. Finally, the Mishnah says if someone says it after the 3 hours, he won't lose out. Gemara. The Acherim say that the beginning of Zman Kriya Shema is when you can recognize a friend from a distance of 4 amos away. The Chassidim used to daven kivasikin, meaning that they would be noyig to be seimech geula l'tfila at the Netzach Hama. Whether you say Hashem Svasai Tiftach before all the Shemon Esreis, this is a machlokes. Finally, the prayer, the tefillah of Yihyu L'Ratzon, the Chacham instituted to be said after Shemon Esrei, since David HaMelech said it after the 18 brachas, which are in Tehillim. Aye, it's really after 19 brachas, because Yihyu L'Ratzon, he says, at the end of Perek Yud Tes of Tehillim, not at the end of Perek Yud Ches. Where answers, the first two kapitlach of Tehillim are like one kapitel, therefore it's really saying it after the 18th kapitel, not after the 19th. Daf Yud. Atztuki, a non-believer, asked Bruria was the wife of Remeir, about a pasuk, and she gave a very sharp answer, because she was a very sharp person. Rabbi Yechon said, if two psukim are next to each other, we can darshan the meaning of the connection. This is referred to as being darish bismuchim, which we find many places in Shas. The Gemara says Mar Ukfa was often by Reb Shimon, and he would arrange Agadata by Reb Yeshua ben Levi. And he asked, what is Barchi Nafshi Es Hashem, the Chol Karevai? What does that mean? And they answered it, that only Hashem can inject one person into the next, i.e. a baby, and give it an neshama as well. A basar v'adam can't do any of this. In fact, what a basar v'adam creates usually outlasts the Creator. From Barchi Nafshi, they gave 5 facts regarding Hashem and a neshama, which are similar. Number 1, Hashem fills the entire world. A neshama fills an entire guf. Number 2, both can see but cannot be seen. Number 3, Hashem gives sustenance to kol ha'olam. The neshama gives sustenance to the entire guf. Number 4, both are tahira. And number 5, both are bechadrei chadarim. Chizkiyahu HaMelech told Yeshaya, even if a sharp knife is on the neck of a person, he should still dive into Hashem for rachamim. It's never too late. And the Gemara says that Chizkiyahu did 6 things, 3 which the Chachamim agreed with. Number 1, he hid the Sefer HaRefuais, so people would have to be mispal for a refuah on their own, and they couldn't just use the Sefer. Number 2, he cut up the copper snake of Moshe Rabbeinu, since people started to use it as an Avodah Zarah. And number 3, when his father died, he didn't honor him, since his father was a Rasha. And there were 3 things which he did which the Chachamim did not agree with. Number 1, he stopped up the waters of the Gichon well outside of Yerushalayim. Number 2, he cut the doors of the Heichal. And number 3, he made an extra month of Nisan versus an extra month of Adar. Rabbi Yechanan said anyone who is mispalel due to his own zechusim will only get good mazel via the zechusim of others. If he's mispalel due to others, Hashem will give zechusim based on his own merit, i.e. Moshe Rabbeinu asked for rachamim, as we see, due to the zechusim of Avraham Avinu. If a rav wants to receive gifts from people, he can, as we see from Elisha Hanavi, who took gifts from the Isha Hashunamis. From the fact that the Isha Hashunamis recognized the godless of Elisha, we learn that a woman can understand the nature of an Erech quicker than a man can understand the nature of an Erech. Rabbi Yossi Bar Mechanina says, whoever hosts a Talmud Chacham in his house, it's like he brings a Karban Tumit. He also said that a person shouldn't stand in a high place to daven, but rather in a low place, as we see in Tehillim, Kapitel Kuf, Shir Hamalois Mimamakim, to the low depths, in the low depths. Also, when he is mispal, his 2 feet should be together. And also, a person should not drink or eat before davening. The Gemara says the halacha in our Mishnah is like Rabbi Yeshua, that the Seif Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is at the end of 3 hours. The next Mishnah. Beis Shammai said that when one says Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, he should recline, since the pasuk says B'shachbucha, when you lie down. And when he says Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris, he should say it standing up, because the pasuk says Uvekumecha. Beis Hillel says you could do it either sitting or standing, because it says Uvelechtecha Baderech. And Uveshachbucha Uvekumecha, which Beis Shammai darshan for sitting and standing, teaches us the Zman Kriyat Shema. As we mentioned before, Shachbucha Uvekumecha teaches us that 3 hours is the Seif Zman Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris. Daf Yod Alef, the Gemara. Someone who is going to marry a Besula is Potter mi Kriyat Shema. And also, if he's Isaac B'mitzvah, he's Potter in Kriyat Shema as well. But if he's marrying an Almana, then he's Chayev in Kriyat Shema. And this is all because he's Tarid, he's busy doing a mitzvah. The Gemara says an Ovel is Chayev in all mitzvahs except for Tefillin, because Tefillin is called Pe'er, as we see in Yecheskel. And an Ovel does not involve himself with Pe'er. The Gemara also says that Shema can be said in any position. Finally, if a person has most of his body in a sukkah, and the table was inside the house, Beis Shammai says posel, Beis Hillel says this is okay. The Mishnah. Both Kriyat Shema Shel Shachris and Kriyat Shema Shel Arvis, we make brachas, beis lefaneha and beis lachreha. And the brachas should be said as prescribed. The Gemara. By Shachris, the brachas are Yotzer Or and the bracha of Ava Rabba. The Rabbanan say, instead of saying Ava Rabba, we should say Avas Oilam at the beginning of that tefillah and that bracha. If someone gets up early to learn Torah, he must say Birchas HaTorah first. But once he's already said Ava Rabba in davening, then he doesn't need to say Birchas HaTorah anymore. What are the Birchas HaTorah? Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Lasoik B'divrei Torah. Rabbi Yechanan finished the bracha with Harev Na. And Rabbi Nunas said, Asher Bachabana Mikol Hamim V'Nasalanu Ester Asoi. And the halacha is that we should say all of these brachas, which is in fact what we do. Daf Yud Beis. Originally, they used to have the Aseres HaDibrois in davening before Kriyat Shema, but they took it out from davening, because the Minim used to tell people that the only true part of the Torah was the Aseres HaDibrois. The Gemara says if a person says a bracha of Shahakol on anything, b'diavad he's yaitse. For example, if he says Shahakol on a fruit, the Chatchila one shouldn't do that, of course, but b'diavad if somebody does, he's yaitse. And the main part of the bracha, of any bracha, is the Chasima. And if one is besafik, if he made a bracha at all, he doesn't have to repeat the bracha. Taisva says this is because we hold safik brachas lahakel. This is also the shita of the Rif and the Rambam, and the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin Siftas adopts the opinion of the Rif and the Rambam and says that in cases of doubt we say safik brachas lahakel. A person does not have to repeat the bracha. The Mishnah Brewer there in Sifkat and Memchas says and presents a good idea, and he says that what you should do is if you're besafik whether you made a bracha, is if other people are around and they haven't said their bracha, one who is besafik should listen to their bracha and answer amen before eating his food. Rav said by Shimon Esrei, at the beginning and at the end, when one says baruch, he bends his knees, and when he says Hashem, he should be straight. This is because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is zaykef kefufim, he straightens out people who are not straight. Rava says, all year when saying Shimon Esrei, one says at the end of the bracha HaKel HaKadosh, and Melech Ayhev Tztaka U'Mishpat. But in the Aseres Yemei Tshuva, he says HaMelech HaKadosh instead of HaKel HaKadosh. Rabbi Eliezer says, even if he says HaKel HaKadosh, he's Yotze anyway. We paskin like Rava that one says HaMelech HaKadosh as well as HaMelech HaMishpat. And if one forgot on HaMelech HaKadosh, he has to re-say Shemon Esrei, unless he remembers Teich Chidei Dibor that he said HaKel HaKadosh, then he can quickly say HaMelech HaKadosh. Rav said, anyone who could ask Rachamim from his friend and doesn't is called a Chayte. And for a Talmud Chacham, a person must really push hard in his bakashas. Also, if one does an avera and feels embarrassed, he's forgiven for all of his averas. The next Mishnah. We mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Parsha of Kriyat Shema at night, which is part of the third part of Kriyat Shema, the part about tzitzis. Even though the mitzvah of tzitzis is not at night, we still say this Parsha of tzitzis since it mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Hare ani kiven shivim shana, I am like 70 years old. This is referring to when they replaced Rabban Gamliel as the Nasi, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And even though he was very young, his beard got white, so he looked like he was 70 years old. Of course, we know that this is the Mishnah, and this is the Mishnah that we say on the night of the Pesach Seder. Hare ani kiven shivim shana, v'lo zachisi shete omer yitzias Mitzrayim balelos. I'm like 70 years old, and I didn't merit to find a makor to say yitzias Mitzrayim at night, until ben Zayma darshan the pasuk on the day that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. What did he darshan? Leman tisker asyoyim tseischa me'eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha. You should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim all the days of your life. Why does it have to say all the days of your life? The Mishnah answer is yemei chayecha is telling you days. Kol Yemei Chayecha means at night as well. The Chacham say Yemei Chayecha means Olam Hazeh. Kol Yemei Chayecha means Olam Haba. Therefore, according to Chacham, there's no raya that you should say and you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim at night. Daf Yud Gimel, the Gemara. Avram is referring to Avraham, Avram Avinu. Since he became the father of the entire world, his name was changed from Avram to Avraham. He's the Av Hamain Goyim. Sarah's name was also changed. First it was Sarai, my princess, which is Yachid. But at the end, she became Sarah, a plain princess, i.e. a princess to the entire world. Finally, Bar Kapara said, anyone who calls Avraham Avram is over on an assay. Rabbi Eliezer says he's over on a lav. But for Sarah, there is no lav, since the tzivle was to Avram not to call her Sarai. It wasn't a commandment to all of Klal Yisrael. This marks the end of the first parak. As we mentioned in our Hakdama to Masechta Brachas, in terms of number of pages, Masechta Baba Basra is the longest Masechta in Shas, with 176 blat. However, it is said that the longest Masechta in Shas, in terms of number of words, is Masechta Brachas. Hence, given our detailed Hakdama, and many, many inyanim, chashuv inyanim to cover, we must end our tape here on Daf Yud Gimel, but Amir Tashem on the next tape, we'll begin the second parak.